WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
And welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Tuesday morning, 508-996-0500. We've got a call on the line, so let's go to that. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm wondering if you could help me.
Sure.
I have to be at Harrington Park, and I'm not sure where that is.
Harrington Park?
Mm-hmm. It's in New Bedford.
I'm not sure either. Hold on. Let me look it up for you. So this says it's on Court Street in New Bedford. So where's that?
That is on one side of the high school, right? The old high school.
Let's see.
The high school I went to. Court. 256
Court Street. Let's see. 256 Court Street in New Bedford is.
Is it what? Nicknamed Monty's Park?
No. This is more closer to Union Street.
Oh, the Common?
So, no, this is, I'm trying to look for some landmarks around it. Let's see what I can find when it's near. Near Celia's Restaurant.
Oh, I think that's on Kempton.
Yeah, so this is, so it's off Route 6. So you know where Route 6 goes, you know, it's, it's a good way to give you the, trying to look and see what else I can put it near. It's a couple blocks from Buttonwood.
East or west?
It would be east of it. So if you're coming down Rockdale, right?
Right.
If you get to Court Street off Rockdale,
okay,
and then you take a left, like you're heading toward, you know, like Route 18,
uh-huh,
then it's about 6 or 7 blocks down Court Street once you turn off Rockdale.
Okay.
I don't know if that helps you at all, Lenny. It's you know where it is? Is it's let me just make sure I'm giving you the right info here. It looks like it's near the Hathaway School.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it is. It's right.
The Hathaway School.
It's right across from the Hathaway School.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem. Glad I could help.
Hopefully I can get there.
Hopefully I didn't give you messy directions and it makes it easy for you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Yep. Bye-bye.
And let's take another call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good. Harrington Park is right behind Hathaway School, which has a Union Street side and a Court Street side.
Mm-hmm.
And Court Street is the same street that goes through the park and around the monument, but it's east of that street. They just changed in between the park to some, you know, a person that they were honoring or something. But if you come in by the highway, take a left on Kempton, take a right on Rockdale, and a left on Court, which is right at that the center of the park.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All righty.
Have a good day.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Yeah, there's a lot of parks that I've heard of and that I don't know where they are. And sometimes I'm just driving around and I see one, I say, oh, that's where that is. So I'm glad that I have Google Maps. And if you need directions to anything, your WBSM app can do that. Just open up the traffic portion of that and there's maps in there that can help you get around. Makes it nice and easy. But yes, That's the way to get there, and good luck, and I hope that you're able to get over there. 508-996-0500. So we were talking about the death of Malcolm Jamal Warner. Died at 54 years old from drowning while on vacation with his family in Costa Rica. And one of the things that, so in this business, you do a lot of mic checks. Okay. You know, there's a lot of times when you got to check a microphone, and there's different things people say. Years ago, I went to a concert on Boston Common back when they used to have these free concerts on the Common with pop acts. And I went and saw, this was, I would say, 95, maybe 96. I went and saw Huey Lewis in the News. That was like the big act. There were some other acts that were there that day, but I went there for Huey Lewis in the News. And the guy that was doing the mic check that day was saying into it like 1 2 1 2, hey 1 2 1 2, and so everybody in the crowd started singing it, saying along with it too. And so sometimes I might say that on a mic check, but generally when I have to do like just a quick mic check, I always say jamming on the one, because that came from one of the most memorable moments of the Cosby Show, when they got to meet Stevie Wonder in the studio, and you could tell that Malcolm Jamal Warner was starstruck by working with Stevie Wonder.
Who's a singer?
Well, I want to be.
Can you rap?
Yeah.
What's that? Go ahead and rap for me one time.
No.
And what would you say at a party?
Jamming on the one.
Jamming on the one. Denise, it's your turn.
And I just imagine those days. Remember back in the 80s when you'd be mesmerized by the fact that you could record your voice into a synthesizer and then play it in all different keys? Now we can do that on, you know, our phones. We can do that on all kinds of stuff. But in those days, that was like the coolest thing. Like, we literally would go into school the next day after an episode of The Cosby Show and talk about that episode. Like, that was a thing. Like, you would talk about whatever happened on the night before his Cosby Show every Friday. Like, and then if you remember the episode where Rudy's having the party and all the kids come over and Cliff's giving all the kids a ride on his knee. It's probably not, probably now knowing what we know, you know, it's not as funny as it was then, but like those knee rides became a thing. Like, you'd go over somebody's house and you'd say to their dad, like, all right, do the Cosby thing. And they'd be like, no, come on, my knees are killing me. Like, it just became a thing. It was definitely part of our culture growing up. You watched every episode. In fact, I was at Ryan's Pub last week with Gazelle and our coworker Kristen. And, you know, the nighttime is the right time. Ray Charles comes on the radio, comes on the speakers there. And you can't hear that song without thinking of the Cosby Show. All on the staircase and lip syncing the song and Rudy doing the baby. So, yeah, it's ingrained in us. 508-996-0500. I also mentioned in the last hour when you heard Mike talking about how the Bulls had signed Yuki Kawamura at 5'8", the shortest player in the NBA. Well, I went and got the list of the shortest players in NBA history. And the Celtics have actually had a few of them. A lot of them came in the era of, you know, the 40s and the 50s, when, of course, there were a lot of short people in the NBA, because the league hadn't grown yet in popularity, so they weren't, you know, they weren't going out and getting these seven-footers. But the Celtics had Isaiah Thomas at 5'9". The Celtics had Nate Robinson also at 5'9". You know, then you go back to the 50s and the 40s. You have Calvin Murphy, who played 13 years in the league with the Rockets, 5'9". You know, I'm just looking at some of the ones that were, you know, more recent players. Kay Felder with the Cavs, the Bulls, the Pistons, 5'9". You had Marcus Noel, who was 5'7", with the Raptors. Keith Jennings, who played in the 90s for the Golden State Warriors, 5'7". Spud Webb, one of the most famous, was 5'6", won the NBA Slam Dunk Contest in 1986, still the shortest player to ever compete in the Slam Dunk Contest. Earl Boykins, who stuck around in the league for a long time, 5'5". But who is the shortest player in NBA history? Do you remember? Muggsy Bogues, 5'3". And he played in the league for a long time, about 14 years. And, of course, he was in Space Jam as well. The best season would have been the 1987-88 Washington Bullets, when Muggsy Bogues, shortest player in league history, played alongside the second tallest player in NBA history, Manute Bol. Manute Bol was 7'7". And I had the chance to interview him a couple of times. Very nice guy. But I could only imagine what it must have been like, you know, being in the locker room, going from interviewing one of those to the other. And then it's like, arm up, arm down, arm up, arm down. But he was just slightly shorter than George Mirasan, who was the tallest player in NBA history. Also 7'7", but just had a little bit more height. And also on the Washington Bullets. See, kids, back in the day, the Washington Bullets, the Washington Wizards were called the Washington Bullets. But then there was so much violence in Washington that they said they had to change the name. 508-996-0500. Let's take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. That is White Town, but that samples the great Al Boley. So we're talking about songs that go back to the 1930s, but many people heard that and they said, oh, that's sampling the Star Wars. Nope, that is not the Imperial March. That is Al Boley's My Woman. 508-996-0500. I got time to take a quick call here before I have to go into the news. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Yep, I'll be quick. With you just mentioning that, I remember now. So it was Klingon. Everybody from Star Trek, like, was literally speaking Klingon, and they were getting so good at it. It was amazing. The language, like, I was blown away by that.
Oh, yeah. I had a friend in high school that spoke Klingon fluently.
It's crazy how they learned that, and I swear some of them had their own words though in their own little.
It's a whole language that people documented, and based on some of the words that were used on the show, they were able to extrapolate it out. So they created the entire language, and now there are people who will speak Klingon. Yeah.
Yeah. So with you mentioning Star Wars, that you just reminded me of that. So I wanted to ask you real quick. I'm going to go Plymouth, pick up my friend, but I want to go to that place on Bond Circle, the store, the outlet. What is it called? Because I can't remember the name, and she doesn't know where I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I know what you're talking about.
You know, there's like an outlet stores, clothing stores by the Bond Rotary.
Oh, no, those are gone.
Oh, they're all gone?
Yeah. The ones by the Bourne Rotary that were up on the hill?
Yeah.
So like the Levi's outlet and Liz Claiborne and all those?
Yeah.
Oh, those have been gone for a long time.
Oh,
there's yeah. There's a Jersey Mike's up there now and a Starbucks and a PetSmart.
Oh, fool.
Yeah, no, those are gone. Sorry. I used to love the Levi's outlet there too, and I used to get all my Levi's there.
And what's that store in Taunton? Then I'll take her there. The box store where you get a box. What and you don't know what's in it.
Oh, I'm not sure. There was a store in Avon where they had all that stuff that was, you know, the same price every day, but that closed down.
Yeah, no, this was the place. I think it's all the returns from Amazon or something.
Yeah, that's what this store was, but it closed down.
Oh, it did close. It didn't last. Okay, well, I'm just shooting all zeros here today.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I'll have to figure it out. Yeah.
Well, I will say this. The Plymouth Savers is one of my favorites, so if you're heading that way anyway, it's worth stopping in there.
No, I'm going to do something more fun. All right, well, that's it. I know you got to go to break.
All right. I'm sorry I couldn't be the bearer of good news instead of bad news. I apologize.
Oh, no, it's good news. Just hanging out with her. It's going to be plenty of fun. I don't get bored easy anyways.
There you go.
All right. You have a good day.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And I got to take a break for the news here. When we come back on the other side, we can talk with you. 508-996-0500. Take it away, Mike Roberts.
Thousands more files released from the MLK assassination, a close call for a Delta flight, and the Wall Street Journal banned from traveling with Trump.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
An investigation is underway after a Delta jet bound for North Dakota narrowly avoided a mid-air collision with a B-52 bomber. The airline said the close call happened on July 18th as the plane was heading to Minot. It's unclear just how close the two aircraft got to each other. The White House is banning the Wall Street Journal from traveling with President Trump during an upcoming trip.
The Wall Street Journal won't be on the president's trip to Scotland, and the announcement comes after the outlet reported on Trump's alleged letter to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Trump has filed a lawsuit against the journal alleging defamation, and he has denied writing the letter. According to White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, the Wall Street Journal or any other news outlet are not guaranteed special access to cover President Trump. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The Trump administration releasing 230,000 documents from the Martin Luther King Jr. assassination files.
Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard says the documents detail the FBI's investigation into the assassination, the discussion of potential leads, information about assassin James Earl Ray's former cellmate, and more. Gabbard says President Trump's earlier executive order paved the way for files on former President John F. Kennedy, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, and Dr. King to be released. King was fatally shot in Memphis on April 4th, 1968. He was 39. I'm Chris Caraggio.
The man convicted of kidnapping and murdering the first missing child pictured on a milk carton could be released. The second U.S. Court of Appeals ruled Pedro Hernandez should be retried or released because the jury was given flawed instructions by the judge. Hernandez was sentenced to 25 years to life after being convicted in 2017 in the disappearance and killing of 6-year-old Aiton Pates in 1979. A report from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says President Trump's big, beautiful bill is expected to add trillions to the national debt.
The CBO has published a new analysis that finds the spending bill will increase the national debt by $3.4 trillion over the next 10 years. It said the $1.1 trillion in spending cuts are outpaced by $4.5 trillion in decreased revenue. The legislation was signed into law by Trump on the 4th of July after it was narrowly passed by Congress. The CBO also said the number of people without health insurance will increase by 10 million by 2034 due to the law. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The Pentagon says it will be withdrawing hundreds of U.S. Marines from Los Angeles. They were deployed there in response to anti-immigration enforcement protests across the region. The announcement comes a week after the Defense Department said half of nearly 4,000 National Guard troops deployed to the L.A. area would be recalled. They had been deployed to protect federal buildings and personnel. Coldplay isn't forgetting about that viral kiss cam incident that took place at Gillette last week.
Coldplay frontman Chris Martin playing his first show since that viral kiss cam incident. Martin kicking things off in Wisconsin with a warning to fans to be ready for the camera.
Because we're going to use our cameras and put some of you on the big screen.
A jumbotron at a Coldplay concert in the Boston area capturing data tech company astronomer CEO Andy Byron snuggling with his chief people officer, who is not his wife. Byron has since resigned. I'm Jennifer Bolsoni.
At 5'8", the Chicago Bulls have signed the shortest player in the NBA. It's Japanese point guard Yuki Kawamura. A Bulls spokesperson says he's under a two-way contract after playing on their summer league team. Kawamura, not only the shortest player, he's the only one that stands less than 6 feet tall.
WBSM Sports.
The Phillies walked off with a 3-2 win over the Red Sox in 10 innings. Sox take on the Phillies again tonight at 6:45.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
A beautiful start to this morning, albeit a cool one. Temperatures in the mid-50s here. We're going to warm up throughout the day, though. I will say we'll stay below average with temperatures in the mid and upper 70s for the South Coast this afternoon. But beautiful sunshine, a nice breeze coming out of the north, and comfortable conditions overall. Get outside and enjoy the weather, even tonight looking pretty solid. I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford. It's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Welcome back in. We were talking about the shortest players in NBA history before, and you just heard Mike talking about it too. But DSY asks, well, how tall was Nate Tiny Archibald? And Nate Archibald was 6'1". That's what he's officially listed as, although some feel he might have been closer to 5'10", 5'11", because a lot of times if you were under just under 6 feet, they'd list you at 6 feet or 6'1". He got the nickname Tiny, not because he was tiny, but because his father's nickname was Big Tiny. So he was, you know, little tiny compared to Big Tiny. So Tiny Archibald wasn't so tiny. I mean, obviously small compared to some of the guys that were on the team, but certainly not amongst the shortest players in NBA history. So are you thinking about going solar? Maybe you are after taking a look at some of those electric bills. Here it is, you know, the middle of the month and the bills are coming in and you're opening it up and you say, what? I know I had to run the air conditioning during the heat waves that we had, but this is ridiculous. Well, maybe it's time to make the investment in eventually making that bill go away with Isaacson Solar. Find out all about going solar and how it can help you by reaching out to them, isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N. IsaacsonSolar.com. They will sit down with you and talk to you about going solar, answer all your questions directly and honestly, and then if it's a good fit for you, they'll give you a free no-obligation quote. If it's not a good fit for you, no problem. They'll be happy that they were at least able to come out and give you the truth about going solar. And they're not looking to make the sale. They're not looking to force you to buy something you're not comfortable with. So they're the people to meet with. Also, another great thing about them, seamless installation. When you get a solar panel system from Isaacson Solar, it's almost like you don't even know it's there. And they can show you examples of their work. You can see examples of their work on their Facebook page, the Isaacson Solar Facebook page, but they're going to tell you all about it when they come out and meet with you. So just reach out to them, IsaacsonSolar.com, and set that up. Yeah, I was going to mention this story, and then it just popped up on the TV as well. So that just makes me feel even less comfortable about it. Makes me feel more like I'm glad it wasn't me. But yesterday, firefighters had to help over 30 passengers evacuate a stalled aerial ride over Southwick's Zoo in Mendon. So if you've never seen, if you've never been to Southwick Zoo, they have this ride called the Skyfari. And what it is it takes you over the park so you can see all the animals from above. And you get kind of see the whole layout of the park. It's like a ski lift. And it goes over this triangular route. But 30 people were stuck. Some of them saying that they were stuck for as much as 2 hours because they were in difficult to access areas of the zoo. And they had to bring in ladders and take people down. Like, listen, if I'm stuck up on that ride, that's bad enough for me. I don't think I'm getting out of that little cart and getting onto a ladder. Especially when you're dangling over animals that are in the zoo. I'm just looking at some of the video of it, and I see how high they are, and I'm like, yeah, no way. That's why I don't go on those to begin with. And this isn't the first time that ride got stuck. The Skyfari ride previously got stuck in July 2022. So just 3 years ago. When they detected an oil leak in the ride's machinery and shut it down as a precaution. Meanwhile, people are stuck up there and had to be rescued by firefighters. No thank you. I've told the story before about when I took my son to Canobie Lake and we went on the, what do they call it? Is it the Beast? It's the newer roller coaster they have there where you sit at a 90-degree angle and then they shoot you pneumatically up to the top. And then you go down the first hill. And we were sitting there like kind of leaned back in this 90-degree position. And I turned to him and I said, boy, wouldn't it suck to get stuck like this? And then we saw on the news the very next day that roller coaster got stuck in that position. And those people had to get evacuated off that ride up in the air at a 90-degree angle. So you got to like kind of push yourself up and then get on to whatever they're using to rescue you. Oh, man. Nightmare fuel for me as a person that doesn't like heights. I love roller coasters, but I don't like heights. I just deal with that part of the ascent. But even playing it on, I've got the VR headset and I have a roller coaster simulator on that. And just doing it on that gives me the same feeling. Like, oh. But I love the actually going down the hills and speeding around the corners and all that, so. That part makes it worth it. But yeah, you're not going to get me on a sky ride. You're not going to get me on a Skyfari. You're not going to get me to go skiing because I'm not going on a ski lift. No thanks. Although from what I've been told, ski lifts aren't that high off the ground, but still, no thanks. No thank you. We used to go to, back before Six Flags, it was Riverside Park, and I'd go with my family, and they'd all be getting up in the sky ride. And I was like, I am not doing it. So I would just follow along on the ground as they were over my head and then meet them when they got off at the other side of the park. I was like, there's no way. I'm not getting up there. Because of things like this. Who wants to be stuck up there for 2 hours? I don't do Ferris wheels either. No thanks. I'll stay on the ground. Although, like I said, a good roller coaster, I'll go up in the air for. But sky rides, parachute rides, free falls. Nope. I definitely won't do a free fall. I've seen that video of the guy that fell out of it. Oh, it still sticks in my head. Even the little tiny one they had at Edaville. That's all I could think about. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Are you a fan of those rides? Do you like to get that bird's eye view of the park? Or are you like me? Would you rather keep your feet on the ground? Looks just, you know what, you go up there and you take a couple pictures and text them to me. I got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. 508-996-0500. Welcome back in. That is Supergrass with All Right. And I remember when that song came out, 95, summer of 95. I saw it on, I think, Alternative Nation. And I thought that it was an awesome song. And I used to hope every week that it would be back on. Because the first week I didn't get the name of it. So I was like, we didn't have the internet to look up songs. So the next week I was like, oh, I hope they show that video again. And they did. And I was able to write it down. And then I went over to, I think it was Words and Music over here. And got a single of it. And it was an import single, so I had to pay a little bit more. But then it appeared a few weeks later on the soundtrack to Clueless. And Clueless just celebrated its 30th anniversary this past weekend, July 19th, 1995. That movie was released. I still remember going to see it. I went with my friend Tom, which we both felt a little bit weird. We're like, is this a movie for two dudes to go see together? Like, or are we going to, are people going to be like, what are these guys doing? Like, are they, are people just going to assume we're there to heckle and cause problems? Like, we really wanted to see the movie. We're excited for it. We've been waiting for it to come out, and it was hilarious. Loved the movie. I remember we got a flat tire coming home, though, right on the highway over near Cogswell Street. But, and then as we're sitting there waiting for AAA to come, because it was his mother's car, so the spare tire was flat too. We're waiting for AAA to come and tow us. And some guy just like emerges from the side of the highway and is like, hey, you guys need help? Like, no, we're good. But anyway, not a lot of people know that that movie was based on Emma by Jane Austen, loosely based on it. And people nowadays are talking about Clueless and they're looking at the relationship between Cher and Josh and saying like, wait a minute. She's 16 years old. She's a high school junior, and she's dating, first of all, her stepbrother, but they explain that they're not really step siblings. But she's dating this guy that's in college. Like, is that okay? And so there's like all these different things on the internet where people try to break down what the age gap is between them. Like, well, if she just turned 16 and he's in his freshman year of college, you know, maybe he's 18 or 19, and I guess it's not as bad, but he could also be a 17-year-old. I was like, listen, Paul Rudd was 25 when he was in that movie. She was 19, but still, like, come on. Can we say that he was 17? It's just, it is a little weird. But anyway, 508-996-0500. We've got a few moments remaining. I've got one last break to get in. Let me get that done. We'll come back and wrap things up. As an update on the longevity pay controversy. Scandal. I'll say controversy. But yes, he'll have an update for you on that. And you're definitely going to want to tune in for that at 11 a.m. this morning. And if you can't hear it for whatever reason, you can catch on the podcast later on. One of the other things that I want to bring up one more time, because some people might go on the website and say, oh, what's the contest this week? What tickets are they giving away? Oh, Linkin Park, that was last week. No, this week we're giving away tickets to the August 1st show. Last week we gave away tickets to the July 31st show. This week we're giving away tickets to the August 1st show. So if you want to go to see Linkin Park August 1st at TD Garden, you can enter to win all this week at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Of course, the ticket giveaways that we do here on the program are brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. But this concert, this show, we had a lot of people that entered to win last week. Everybody that entered last week, if you missed out and didn't get a chance to win tickets, enter again. So, because you still would be eligible if you didn't win already, you're going to be eligible to win tickets to the August 1st show. So feel free to go there and enter to win. And again, it's brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy. And where I had a great thing that I'd never had before during the tasting on Saturday, I had an old fashioned in a bottle. I'm so used to having to make them myself or have the bartender make them for me. I never even thought that it's something that somebody would pre-make in a bottle, and it was incredible. And that's what I love about going to these tastings. You learn something every time you go. You learn about something that you never knew existed, and then it